Welcome to the Comic Experiment, the show right here at Comic Story, and that airs every Saturday, also goes to Spotify, also goes to SoundCloud, also goes to our Patreon, and it goes live at our Twitch channel, brand new Twitch channel, twitch.tv/comicstorian. Well, today we don't have any proper promotions, so Dan, why don't you tell them about all the awesome stuff our company does, and if you miss a beat, I slap you.
Oh God, I am now scared. I've got so much pressure. So first off, we have our Patreon, patreon.com/comicstorian, where for $2 you get access to our podcast and early content to a lot of our content. I said content twice. Sorry about that. We also have our two Twitch channels, twitch.tv/comicstorian, where we do this every Monday and Thursday. We do video game channel, twitch.tv/eligiblemonster. You probably know of it. We've talked about it a lot because that's where this was. Just so you know, we do games over there. We also have a lot of shirts and cool merchandise at designbyhumans.com/eligiblemonster. You can get shirts like this. You can get shirts like these two that they're not showing you right now. And we've also got some new shirts showing up soon for our Tales of Earth channel, because we have a Tales of Earth channel on YouTube where we do myths, lore, and Tales of Earth. We've also got the Eligible Monster YouTube channel where we do video games. We've also got the Comic Story YouTube channel where you're watching this, so you probably know about it. We've got Twitters for Comic Story. We've got Instagrams for Comic Story.
We're also sponsored by G Fuel.
We're also sponsored by G Fuel.
I think we're good. I think that's everything.
I think that's all of them.
We also play Warframe. We're partners with them.
Yes,
we're
Warframe
working on
partners.
Our Dauntless partnership.
Dauntless partnership.
Andy, what do you want to promote?
Nothing. I'm good.
I think I got everything.
I think you did. That,
for the record, we've done multiple takes of this, and at first, Benny was like, I'll say the intro and then let you do it. And then each time he restarted, he would say more of our stuff that I was going to promote.
Atomic says you forgot the Discord.
Discord?
You just were waiting for
I was waiting for something. We have a Discord. Join us, chat with us. It's fun. All right, let's send Justice Leaguers to hell.
I'm already there.
All right, so today's topic is going to be, we're trying to come up with more creative stuff, something that we can do here. And we thought it would be fun if we created the hell for your favorite Justice Leaguers.
Yes.
Yes. So we're going to start with Batman, and we're going to go down the list. We're going to see how long it takes to do all of these. And once we go over 30 minutes, that's when we'll be coming down to an end. And if it's under 30 minutes, we keep going. So, Andy, what Justice Leaguer do you want to send to hell today?
This is like a weird Japanese game show. Right.
Next, there's going to be a random button that has the dancing.
Yeah. Oh my God. Where's the button? Because when I hit it, Andy has to do a dance.
Andy don't dance.
We're not getting Benny a button.
No, we're not. It's a terrible plan.
Damn it.
So who's my favorite Justice Leaguer? Was that the question?
The question was, what Justice Leaguer are you going to send to hell, Andrew Potter?
What is this podcast?
I don't know anymore.
Who's our first team?
Batman.
Okay, you want to say Batman? So, Andy, what would Batman? So, Batman has just been killed,
right?
Okay, he took a bullet to the head.
Sure,
he just didn't dodge that one time.
That one spot he never cleaned up from the last time.
It's actually his mouth.
The one. I mean, if you think about it,
yeah, it was like one of the villains showed up and just was like, "Why don't we just shoot him in the mouth?"
Yeah, yeah. Did you guys ever try this before?
And yet he surprisingly comes back 5 years later.
The bullet only sent him through time.
Okay.
So hell for Batman.
Yeah, what would hell be for Batman? And we made rules. It can't be something simple like Batman has to see his parents die all the time. And it has to be explained. You can't just go, Batman's burning up. Like,
why would Batman go to hell? That's a better question. More philosophical.
Actually, that is a good question.
To be fair, it is Batman. He's not the nicest person.
So let's kick it off with that. Let's kick it off with that. Would, because that's a good way to start this. Would Batman go to hell?
I would say no.
I'd say
you don't
yes.
think so?
Why?
I think he would.
I think he would.
The amount of people that he didn't kill.
I think it's
nowhere
one
in the Bible
ones.
Does it say don't not kill them.
What is it though? Like throw stones or something?
He throws batarangs, not stones.
I don't know the Bible. I don't know.
He would. I don't think that's a commandment either.
I think
and
it's,
the Lord did say, "Don't throw rocks at other people. It's kind of mean."
It's kind of
and
a dick
especially
move.
Especially batarangs. Yeah, if you happen to shake your rocks into bats.
No, I think Batman would go to hell because of the fact that at the end of the day, regardless of who he beats up, he's still beating people up.
Once again, in the Bible, it doesn't say don't beat up people either.
How many times has he either let people go that then went on to kill people or accidentally let someone die?
I would argue that's not his own fault either.
So letting the Joker go, and the Joker then proceeds to kill a thousand people.
I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying
you know the transitive property, sir.
He wouldn't go to hell for it, is what I'm saying.
You don't think he would, though?
No,
I think he would, but if we went by the seven levels of hell, I don't think he would be like...
He'd be like at the outside, like at the gates.
Sure, yeah.
So he's standing at the gates of heaven, and Michael stands there, and he's like...
He's in limbo.
Well, you seemingly killed, like... 5,000 people.
And Batman's like, whoa, 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 let's look at that record again.
It's actually, he's at hell, and they're like, you killed this many. Tactically subdued. Oh, you're at the wrong gate. It's over there.
Over there was a smaller
gate. No, he goes, you killed 5,000 people. And he's like, whoa. Was that me directly? Or did I happen to let Mr. Freeze go and he set off a bomb?
He's like, check that fucking list again. They're like, he can't stay out there. He's like, my bad.
Anyway, so, all right, so Batman's in hell. We won't even get into that one anymore. It was a weird tangent.
So this whole episode's going to be a bit weird.
So I know, it's already started off that way.
I was going to say.
So if Batman's in hell, honestly, I would say probably the easiest, not even the easiest, but to me the most likely of hells is what they've already done in comics a couple times, where they make him seem like the whole Batman thing is all make-believe.
Yeah.
Okay. That would be my argument. He would, like they did in the animated series, where he was just normal Bruce Wayne, he had his parents, he was married to Selina Kyle, but Batman was still out there and he knew that wasn't right. At first he wasn't sure why, but he knew something was wrong. Mm-hmm. And then Last Night on Earth, they did the same thing where it made him believe that he had killed his parents and he has actually been in a mental institution for the last...
That's right.
Whatever, 30 years or whatever.
Just came out.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so, and you know, and everything else is just all in his mind. That would most likely be his hell.
In the future, where his parents survived, but the city went to shit because he's not...
Right, yeah. So it'd be almost like he would get a happy life, but the world would just be terrible because of it.
So he wouldn't be happy for him.
Exactly.
He would be like, I need to be Batman.
I think, honestly, so Batman's happiest moments is Batman.
So it would kind of be like the Booster Gold, the gift.
Kind of, yeah. Where he honestly, yeah. Go, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's been done in comics, but to me, that would most likely be Batman's hell.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go a more meta route with it, I guess. I don't know if meta is the right word.
He becomes Deadpool and realizes he's in a comic?
Well, that would actually be a cool hell.
And somebody killed his parents on purpose?
Dude, what would that do?
For entertainment value?
So I'm changing my answer to that. So
I know he's saying it as a joke, but I'm taking it.
So he's not Deadpool. Okay. Batman goes to hell, and in his hell, he discovers everything he's done has been for entertainment. And from everyone that's died, Jason Todd going down, the times that he's split off with Catwoman, the multiple timelines, everything.
Being written by Tom King. Which I would argue is not entertainment, but that's me.
Wow.
Damn.
If you ever watch it, Tom, if you ever actually do watch our shows, I love your work. It's great.
I like your other work.
We like your work.
Sometimes, just not sometimes, Batman. Sometimes I think it get a little long-winded, but overall, love it.
Sheriff of Babylon? Awesome. Just stop writing Batman.
Good. Vision's great.
Vision was good.
So, yeah, no, I think that would be an interesting hell for him because... What that would prove to Batman, because part of his whole like concern is that his mission is worthless. It means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
The ultimate, it means nothing.
I would disagree with it, but okay.
You don't think that's what, because he's literally said that. Like that's part of where a lot of his fears come in.
Right.
Everything he's done goes nowhere.
Mm.
You know? So what if you suddenly discovered everything he's done has been, even that weird 60s period, you know, everything.
That's where he danced.
The rainbow suit too?
No, I'm talking 66 Batman where it was Adam West and he danced.
It was the Bat to Sea.
He also fought off sharks with shark repellent.
Which makes sense.
Good old shark repellent.
What I'm saying is like he discovers everything is for entertainment. He is nothing more than a comic book character. His parents were killed for the entire entertainment and to create him and all these things. And everything he's doing is meaningless. There is no end goal.
See, and the weird thing though is even if that were the case and he found that out, I still feel like Batman would be like, oh, I'm still going to save people.
Yeah.
Like, I can't let them die just by knowing. Like,
it's, right.
But he discovers that none of it matters because they're not real people.
But how many stories have we had like that? For example, the recent Justice League where they go to that fake sixth dimension potential future. We always have those things where the superheroes run into, well,
nothing
they don't
you do
technically
matters.
Exist.
Yeah.
So, and the same thing happened with Age of X-Men.
how it was an entire universe. And they're like, well, if you leave, you kill all these people. They're not real. And it's like, aren't they, though? Like, regardless of whether or not their Earth or their planet or anything like that is real, they are real in their own universe.
Right.
They're fake to you.
Right.
But that doesn't change them being real to them. Because we're fake to them, essentially.
That's true. I do want to apologize real quick. I had a burp, and we can't censor this out because of the weird setup we're on right now. So I'm apologizing to the audience.
I didn't hear him burp.
Yeah.
Well, but I'm like this on the mic, so they may have.
Yeah. It's very difficult to go to burp.
No, it was one of those surprise burps. You ever have those? You're just sitting there talking, and it's like, you know, and your eyes bug out, you're like, okay, alternative answer. This is my original answer, though.
You can't get two.
I created the show. I can get two.
Yeah, that's fair.
He's got a point.
There's no rules with this. Is it a game show?
I don't know. You asked me like it was a game show.
Another hell I would say for Batman would be all the Robins are truly evil. Like, he has to watch the future and they've all gone downhill. Okay. So Damian becomes Ra's al Ghul. Jason becomes evil Red Hood.
He has Dick becomes Rick.
That would never happen. That's stupid.
But like, what I'm getting at is everything he has done has, in the end, created a bunch of villains. He created a worse Gotham. Everything, like everything he's done, is the exact opposite of what he wanted to have happen. And then for hell, he'd have to relive that, like the year they destroyed Gotham or whatever, over and over and over. Like,
okay, interesting.
You don't think so?
Excuse me.
Okay,
I'm gonna mute that right now. But
yeah,
you don't think so?
I feel like Batman would just fight that.
But it's hell. He can't.
No, I know. But like,
is Batman? He'd find a way.
I don't feel like Batman's ever had the fear of all my Robins are gonna go downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Yeah, he goes to the Batbelt. Good thing I have this get out of hell free card.
I got my anti.
I would not be surprised.
The devil shows up and he's like,
Well, I mean, damn it. To be fair, that is an actual thing in the DC universe.
What, hell?
The get out of hell
free card.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, it's an actual thing that Constantine has tried to get before.
Dude, that would be the funniest thing ever. Batman does go to hell, and he reaches, good thing I worked that deal out with Constantine. Yeah.
He didn't even know I swapped it.
Mr. Lucifer.
Do you want my soul? Or this get out of
hell? Oh, yes. Capo Vito from our chat says it was Suicide Hell to Pay. That was the show. That was the whole movie's plot. They were getting that get out of hell.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That would be the Batman would have that.
Yeah,
yes, he would. 100%.
Or he would have found some way to fight Satan. I don't know how. He's like, well, I've been watching this show called Supernatural. Ah, demon gun. But I can't use a gun. Damn it.
It shoots only salt. It is blessed by a priest and can't harm anyone. But no,
can't use it though.
Demon grenade.
Yeah,
because he is
conspicuous
likely.
About blowing people up.
I mean, he has used grenade things.
I can see him having an anti-Satan batarang.
Yeah.
coated in holy water
that he gets blessed once a week.
It wears off every week. You got to get it re-blessed.
He's ordained. He's a priest.
Genius.
Batman like, really.
Hold on.
How has this turned into
what?
Batman really does prep for everything.
How has this turned into?
I don't know.
Batman going to hell to Batman is prepped to get out of hell.
If anybody's gonna be.
I would love a story where it's just random, where two people are like, crap, we forgot to get a minister to get us married. Don't worry, I've prepped for this.
He pulls out the collar.
That he actually just presses something.
I'd read that comic, honestly. I'm not going to lie.
Oh.
Okay.
All right, Dan, if he goes to hell, what hell would you give him?
My hell would be a Gotham that does not have, or a Gotham that does have Batman, but it's a really bad Batman. But
he's like a drunk. He's got a gut.
Well, it's a Batman that loses to every villain, and Bruce Wayne lives through the eyes of every villain and can't do anything.
So he watches the villains beat the crap out of him.
So he essentially is the Joker.
Mm.
Can't control what he's doing, but his normal consciousness is still aware of like being the good consciousness, but is experiencing feeling and the emotions of being the Joker and killing thousands of people.
You just took that from DC Metal. Red Death. Barry has to go through everything Bruce Wayne's doing.
I actually did not read the Red Death one, to be perfectly honest, because that was in a side
story. Barry Allen's locked away in his brain and can only see and hear everything, but he can't do
anything. Okay, and that was hell for Barry Allen, no so one. I would say that it's...
All right, now we know what to do when we get to hell for Barry Allen.
Because the big difference
put
is...
Put him in Red Death.
We just put him inside Red Death.
Because Barry actually could eventually persuade
him.
He
does, yeah, he kind of... pulled him out.
And
yeah.
in hell,
don't they flip
obviously,
at some point? I forget how, but they flip. Never,
sorta, yeah.
Isn't Barry it like gets control. The speed force or something.
Yeah, he gains like control a little bit from him. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I would not be. I feel like that would be what it is, except there is no chance of the, well, he's so willful that he stops being the Joker. And no, that wouldn't happen. He would just be the Joker and have to experience cutting the face off, his okay. own face off, say. Killing his own Robins. Like, could you imagine that if Bruce Wayne had to experience being the Joker?
No, no,
there's
would,
a big
he
difference.
Would experience no, I know, the I actual know. Events.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You're not...
I'm just trying to mess with him. He's really getting flustered by me doing this.
No, it's just because you're being stupid.
I mean, that's just how he is.
Welcome to the show, Dan.
I mean, let's be honest. All of these have been, well, that was a story.
It was already a story.
Well, that, yeah, that was a story. That, honestly, that was mine. It's been a story several times.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's yelling at me.
No, I'm not. Shut up.
Oh, don't Jesus. Use the ring hand.
Okay.
I had something
so
I was
next person.
Say. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So Batman goes to hell.
All right. So if Green Lantern went to hell, it would all be yellow.
So he'd just be fighting Batman and Frank Miller's run?
Well, it depends on the Green Lantern, I would say. If it was Hal Jordan, it well, would no, just, it, he would be nobody.
It is Hal
That'd be
Jordan.
His hell.
I could totally.
That would be his hell.
Yeah, 100%. Because
Hal
Jordan
would be no one.
No, he would have no
he's
powers.
A
would not be in the military.
No, no. I'm just saying he would literally be a nobody. He was never in the Air Force. He was never a test pilot. He never became a Green Lantern. He is literally no
Dude,
one.
Dude, that would be the greatest hell for him because
yeah.
Because every time that he's lost the ring, he goes through like an existential crisis where
yeah,
he's
yeah,
like,
well,
who am I now?
Almost like the not worthy kind of thing. But yeah. that would be Hal Jordan's hell. He would literally be a nobody.
He would be a nobody, but with the knowledge of who he was.
Well, exactly, yeah.
I feel like yeah. that would be the big, big thing of in his head, he was the strongest Green Lantern
right.
to ever exist. But in hell, he is a guy that lives on the street
and
green
nobody
box.
Knows him and nobody cares.
In a green box.
In a green
He's got a green flashlight. It's almost like a Green Lantern.
He's a security guard.
Yeah, that's what it is. He's got a green flashlight.
Hal Jordan, what would be his hell?
I just said it.
Yeah, no, yours is like 100% spot on. I got to come up with one, though. Dan,
better than
got?
Mine? I don't think so.
Yeah, I
already said mine. It's all yellow.
It's just Sinestro, is there? Ah, welcome.
But he has
the entire world is yellow.
Is he still weak to yellow?
No.
I think
no.
they got rid of
he
that.
He actually makes a comment when he goes to the Batcave and signals there and he's in yellow and he's like, wait, I thought you guys were supposed to be weak to the color yellow. And he's like, not if you're willful enough. And Deuce just like, that doesn't make any sense. So it has been busted in canon. That if you're willful enough.
He's weak to aluminum.
Aluminum.
Wait, wasn't that Alan Scott's weakness or was that wood?
Wood. Yeah, wood.
Alan Scott's
the original Green Lantern was wood, yeah. Because nothing was made out of wood in the 1920s. Or the 1940s when he actually got made, yeah.
That is the worst weakness I've ever heard.
Yeah. Wait, which is worse, yellow or wood?
Honestly, wood. At least you don't always run into yellow. That's like everywhere.
That's what I imagine when they made Hal Jordan, right? When they basically rebooted Green Lantern. They're like, guys, we got to get rid of that stupid weakness. When are we going to make him weak to this one? Color yellow. Genius.
Okay.
I always wondered why they chose yellow. Because I think it started before even the Yellow Lanterns.
It did. Well, because yellow was supposed to be the color of fear.
Right.
That was the idea.
It's a yellow
so
fear. It's a,
yeah. That's
it,
right. And
it
then
was
Sinestro
a, yeah,
went
yeah.
off of
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
No,
right.
So for a quick rundown, because this is our show full of tangents. Green what? Lantern
Welcome
was...
Welcome to the comics experiment.
Alan Scott was weak to wood, and Green Lantern was like an okay character. Silver Age, it was Hal Jordan. Once again, he was only an okay character. He didn't actually... He mm-hmm. was very niche. No one really liked him. In the 90s, they decided to revamp him by turning him into Parallax.
Yep, which was awesome.
Right. It's awesome now, but when that happened, the fans weren't exactly happy with that.
All seven of them. Yeah.
All seven.
I'm pissed off about this. What?
But yeah, he became Parallax, and then it was like, 10 years? He was evil Hal Jordan Parallax or something like that?
He died.
Well, he did like dozens of different events, though. He was like in Zero Hour, in Armageddon 2001.
He was in stuff because he went into the time stream.
Huh?
He goes into the time stream.
Yeah, he does a whole bunch of things.
Because I remember there's a Blue Beetle Booster Gold one where they go past him and they're like, we can't do anything about that. Just keep going.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Oh, no, that's Parallax.
Actually, I think they say that. I think they're like, is that Hal? No, that's Parallax. Ignore them. Just try to hit him as you go past them.
No, it's the Blue and Gold run. We did a video on it. I don't know if you read that, but they get stuck in the time stream.
Yeah.
And I believe the way they retconned it in is he saw them and knew he could mess with the time stream. So he starts messing with things and end up fighting. A Zero Hour, I think, was the big one.
That was the big one with him.
Yeah, he was like the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does eventually die, comes back as Spectre, which was a weird decision.
Yes.
Hal was a Spectre. And then in Green Lantern Rebirth, he redeemed himself and got his ring back.
Right.
Geoff Johns took that and led into the Yellow Lantern Corps, which I think it existed at this point from Parallax.
Sinestro was already.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a core. It was just
he'd created a core yet.
And then because the initial like Sinestro Corps being what it is now was the Sinestro Corps War. Mm. We did Green Lantern Rebirth, Sinestro Corps War.
Yeah.
And they battled it out. And then that led to all the different ones. And that's when Geoff Johns turned it into this like space opera,
which was amazing.
Oh, yeah. It was.
I just like his song.
But the problem I have creating a Hell for
Voluntary for the record. Yeah.
The problem I have creating a Hell for Hal Jordan is he's done a lot of that stuff that you would say would be his hell, other than even that plot's happened, hasn't it?
Where like nobody knows who Hal Jordan is?
Yeah.
Not
like
to my knowledge.
He remembers it.
Not to my knowledge.
I feel like another hell for him, pseudo, would be he's a Blue Lantern. Because of the fact that he has power, but Hal Jordan is so full of himself that he wants to be the spotlight.
Sure.
But you can't be
as a Blue Lantern. Yeah.
I was trying to think of something that involves the Black Lanterns, but he's been one of those.
Yeah.
He's also fought Indigo. The First Lantern.
Yeah.
He could be Indigo.
Ultraviolet. Oh, no, Indigo, for compassion. Yeah. Didn't he turn into that at one point?
No. I think Indigo is just the only one he has.
My
not
hell
been.
Is the best hell. We should just it really move is. On.
Yours
is. I won't take another one from you guys. I'm sorry.
We got to come up with something. All right, I can't come up with anything. So next. Superman.
You got to come up with something. All right, I can't do anything. Let's just
Superman.
See, it's essentially that Walmart book.
No, hold on.
Yeah,
Lois
just dying endlessly.
Do you know, before we can go to Superman, there's one thing we have to do, Dan.
What's that, Benny?
Open a portal.
To our own stuff.
Yeah, promote something.
Man, promote something.
Buy our stuff. Yay! Portal closed.
T-shirts. At least one more T-shirts.
Oh, you legit want me to...
Yeah, just we have be t-shirts. A shill.
Buy our shirts. They're designed by humans.com/eligiblemonster.
We have a Kraken Cocoon. We have the Comic Storian face. We have the Tales of Earth Cthulhu. We have the I Love the Illuminati. We have DC metal done up as Comic Storian metal. A Final Fantasy XIV shirt. And four new designs going up now.
Yeah.
Portal closed. You failed this.
I had no idea where you were going.
Okay. This entire stream is just us self-promoting, apparently.
By the way, did you know we stream this on twitch.tv/comicstorian every Monday?
That was my fault, guys. I'm sorry.
At 2 p.m. Eastern.
My bad. I didn't mean to.
My bad. I was actually, you stole what I was going to do. I was going to do the Superman book for Walmart.
Oh, really? So that would be Superman's hell. It's just
it would be that.
His family and friends dying endlessly and he can't stop them.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, yeah. Do you know what the Walmart?
Yes,
book is?
I know.
Okay.
Yes.
No one dies. He just assumes it, and I think that would be the ultimate hell. He doesn't know if they die.
Except they actually do.
Well, he doesn't know. Is like that's what I think would be better hell for him.
Well, I think it would be a better hell if they actually do die,
and it's
essentially
it.
He watches it, experiences it, essentially Injustice style like how much it crushes him, and then right before Injustice style, he gets his revenge on Joker. Starts over.
Yeah, it resets. Yeah.
And so he has to watch and experience them die, have to deal with them dying, because he's obviously not aware that this is continuously happening, experience the intensity of them all dying, because let's be honest, it wouldn't be just Lois Lane. It would be a situation of like Lois, Martha,
I was going to say,
John.
That would be mine. Like one of them dies a day,
And he doesn't know whose it's going to be. And whoever he saves, somebody else dies.
See, I feel like it would be something like that.
Today I
that.
Saved Martha, but Lois died.
Combo
so tomorrow
of that.
I save Lois and Jimmy died.
Ooh. But with the Spider-Man Gwen Stacy twist. Regardless of which one he saves, the one he does save, like, accidentally snaps their neck because he grabs them out of midair. Mm. So he always kills someone, but also always has to sacrifice someone. So it's a lose-lose
that
situation.
Is a twisted twist on that.
Well, it's supposed to be hell. It ain't all puppies and bunnies. It ain't all burritos and hookers. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what's Superman's heaven be? Let's just try that for a minute.
Let's just do heavens, guys. I'm sad. Someone hug me. He would save everyone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah.
Over
he'd save Krypton.
Over.
He'd end up back on Krypton with his family. Lois and John would both be there.
Yeah, I don't think that would be his heaven.
No, what do you think his heaven would be?
I honestly don't think Krypton surviving would be his heaven, because then he wouldn't meet Lois, he wouldn't have John, he wouldn't have all of
that. Okay, what would you say? Let's do that then, Ruger. What would Superman's heaven be?
I honestly don't know what Superman's heaven would be.
Krypton doesn't explode, but his family leaves with him and they come to Earth. They actually like set up the farm next door to the Kents.
It's like a family road trip to Earth.
They become the godparents.
Family road. Do they get like a...
SUV.
Everybody in the Kryptonian station wagon.
They're bringing crypto.
Yeah, crypto.
We gotta let them out to
there.
Pee.
Yeah. I gotta stop at Saturn.
Zod's actually the funny uncle.
Yeah, exactly, man. Not like funny, ha ha.
It's actually
like
Uncle Joey. It's a Full House situation.
Yeah. Oh my God. That would be Zod.
I would watch that sitcom just so we're clear.
I totally would too.
It's the L's. And it's never Zod.
It's the House of L.
Yeah, I should have said that.
So this has just turned into us developing sitcoms?
Yeah, I'd watch
shows.
That show.
All of our shows are either we've got our Netflix show or our Amazon Prime
show. Yeah. But like Zod comes over and they're like him and Jor-El are arguing about like where the fence is supposed to go. It's in my property. Zod.
It's actually Home Improvement. You never see Zod's face.
Zod's just eyes only.
Hidey-ho, neighbor.
No, he still has to sound menacing though.
Hidey-ho, neighbor.
I'm loving this podcast for the record.
This is probably one of our craziest ones. What would Batman's heaven be?
Honestly, it would be Booster Gold the Gift, but everything else is fine.
Yeah, probably.
I could see that, yeah.
I think it would be a combo of that, but he would still have the happiness of all the Robins, but none of them are dead. They're just legitimately his children.
Yeah, I was going to say, honestly, I would think it would probably be it would be a Gotham where he did save it.
Yeah.
And it's done.
And everybody was able to give up being in the Bat family and everything was good.
Wait, didn't they do that plot? Gothopia? It was a weird plot where Gotham was saved. It was an alternate universe, and it turned out
what
to be
was it called?
Gothopia. It was a weird crossover that no one ever heard about.
I saw one where it was like he was like Batman, but it was like daylight, but he was still a vigilante. There were still bad guys.
Right.
I'm just saying, Gotham is saved.
Batman is such a tricky one because a lot of people in chat are like, his parents wouldn't die, and it's such
a... But then
he
wouldn't become Batman.
Exactly.
He wouldn't be him, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened
to
that.
No, he's still a vigilante.
Is he?
Yeah, he's still... But it's like, he's like the bright superhero of Gotham. Like, everybody loves Batman. Like that.
I think it would just be...
It was a weird crossover that I didn't follow.
Yeah.
It would be Batman and Gotham doing normal Batman things, but none of the villains actually succeed in killing anyone.
Hmm. So it'd be the 1966 Batman?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair.
Now, here's a question. Here's a question to follow up on Batman's heaven. Okay. Everything saved, he's not needed anymore. Would he still be Batman?
Oh, of course.
I feel like he would still be prepped to be Batman. He would probably not go out every day, but he would it'd be like that one situation where it's like, but the Joker's still alive. He'd be like, right. No, not a problem. I've actually been secretly preparing for this entire event for 30 years.
Let's go. Where's the Bat moped?
This is the Bat Vespa. Yeah.
I thought you gave up being Batman 30 years. That's what I wanted everyone to think. It's all part of my plan. I knew this day would come.
I'm Batman. I'm always prepared. I'm Batman. Okay. Green Lantern's heaven.
It's all green.
I like it.
Actually, I think his would be he turns into willpower, which is what he did.
Yes.
He is literal willpower.
He would be literal willpower. Carol Ferris would be literal love, and they would be together forever.
Aww.
That's a happy
And it would all be green.
Well, it is heaven.
It would all be green.
Yeah. All the clouds are green. It's just like the Emerald City.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But he doesn't kill everyone.
Sure, yeah.
That we know of. I mean, who knows? Maybe that's what he wants to do in heaven.
That would be a twisted twist. That would be like someone goes to heaven and what they wanted to do was just murder.
That's if Joker got to heaven and his whole thing was just murdering people.
Hold on. No. Batman goes to heaven. He's always wanted to kill the villains and he's actually allowed to in heaven because it's justified.
He's like, is this cool? And they're like, hey, yeah, they're not even real people. Yeah, just do it. They're like mental constructs. It's fine.
Whenever he kills them, they turn into clouds and he's like, I can do this. It's just
like rainbows and bunnies.
It's like every situation with Clayface where they're, or like Grundy, where they're like, he can't actually die. Okay, let's stick a grenade in his neck. Injustice, for the record.
The idea is that their heaven is they're allowed to start murdering people. I feel, like twisted
I feel like
heaven.
If the Joker somehow did get to heaven,
yeah,
it would be like you guys have seen Dragon Ball Super, right? When they go to get Frieza,
mm-hmm.
They go to get Frieza. Yes. And he's dangling up, and they got cute bunnies around.
No, that would be his hell. You mean?
Oh yeah, yeah, that's Joker's hell. Yeah. Yeah, it's just all cute and cuddly and happy, and they're all trying to be friendly, and I could just see.
Yeah, sure. Oh gosh. Okay.
Okay. So who else are we sending to hell?
Wonder Woman.
Dan. Oh, sorry.
No, Aquaman.
Okay, it's just really hot.
It's Super Friends. That's Aquaman's hell. Super Friends. He just rides around on a giant seahorse and can't do shit.
And his heaven is he's Jason Momoa?
Yeah. Perfect.
His hell.
He just says, my man, a bunch of times.
The devil. There's no water in hell. Okay. And the devil forces him to be a sushi chef.
No, he's established he'll eat fish.
But with all of them are live when he gets them.
It's
so
Mara.
He has to.
He's cutting up Mara.
He has to listen to
Jesus.
Animals. The fish as he kills them.
He's cutting up Mara.
It's
Aqualad.
His one true
no.
love.
Except he's making the sushi for Mara, who's on a date, married to Black Manta.
Yours is just a twisted sitcom. Yours is a CW drama.
I am turning everything into a sitcom.
And then the House of El comes in like, ah.
That's the crossover event.
Oh, man, Zod's here too.
He's behind the counter.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
I feel
I'm
like
a short-order cook here.
I feel like what you just pitched wasn't Aquaman's hell. It was Aquaman's CW show where Mara starts dating another guy and he's just too shy to say anything.
Yeah, I'd watch that show. Aquaman is like in high school. Yeah. He meets the weird redhead. He's always walking around in green for some reason.
And she's really got the hots for the Black Manta guy,
whose
real name. They just call him the Black Manta.
Yeah. And his father turns out to be a pirate, but we don't learn that until season two. Right?
Actually, the last episode of season one.
Oh, right? And then maybe, yeah, I would watch it.
All right, here's Aquaman's simple hell. He is chained to a pole. He is dehydrated to the point of exhaustion. And there's a cup of water just out of reach.
Ooh,
that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's good.
That's a simple
just hell. A very simple hell.
I still like our CW show.
Single goldfish swimming in the cup. Who's like, wow, it's nice in here. Just like telling him that mentally.
Hey, don't you
it's
want
so
a
cold
drink?
Cool.
God, it's so cool. Don't you wish you had a drink?
Don't you wish you had a drink?
Yeah, it's a goldfish. That's how they sound.
Okay.
Well, what Aquaman's heaven be? Oh, I guess Atlantis just being on the surface.
Yeah.
And he doesn't have to be king. Yeah, he never wants to
I
be
was
king.
Gonna say, it would probably
I could
be
see him
Atlantis
being
at
king.
Peace.
I could see him being king, but it is Atlantis is on the surface because the big thing about him not wanting to be king is that
the separation
of his lives. But if Atlantis was a part of the surface land, he could be a part of both lives, doing what he wants to do with Mara, have Atlantis.
So it would be heaven for him.
Yeah.
I was just saying, I think his perfect life would be, it would be Atlantis on the planet, on the surface, everybody's at peace, and he's living in that lighthouse with a simple life with Mara. Which would probably be Mara's hell, but.
So
her, she went to hell, he went to heaven, it's the same place. It's just from two separate ideas or perspectives.
In current comics, because you've been keeping up with Aquaman and him being separated.
Yes.
Did they sink Atlantis again? Because I'm pretty sure they did already, right?
Yeah, Atlantis got... Yeah, Atlantis is sunk.
Yeah.
Because it was in drowned earth.
Yeah. Well, it got raised.
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad tried to sink it.
I think it was drowned earth that sunk it again.
Okay. Because what I was going to say
But I know it was underwater in drowned earth because the whole point was Mira was using aquakinesis to prevent the toxic water from touching her while she was underwater.
Okay. Because I was going to say, I felt like that was a wasted opportunity because his wish was to raise Atlantis and we didn't really do anything with that other than fight Suicide Squad.
Yep.
That's pretty much all they did with that whole plot.
Yeah, I can't remember exactly what it was.
That sunk it? I can't remember either.
I also like someone's Tyler from chat. His hell is he still needs water, but he cannot breathe underwater.
So he just wades in the...
No, but he has to be under the water.
It's not so bad.
He's got to continuously drown in order to live.
To life.
All right, so Wonder Woman, what would her hell be?
That would just be the underworld from Greek mythology.
Yeah, hers is easy.
Yeah,
there's also a heaven she can go to.
All right, non-Greek mythology.
Oh, I see. I was gonna say she went to it.
Okay.
Better than Azarello's
room. Hell that works for a podcast that we're doing.
I see. All right. Oh,
okay. Well, she would just go to Roman and Greek hell and fight against Hades, and then probably crawl out.
Who's got a candle for a head?
Yeah, he's got a candle for a head, and she'll get like a sidekick that sounds like Danny DeVito. Her hell is the Hercules movie.
Okay.
You don't think?
I don't think so.
I think the Disney Hercules movie would be great for her to be in hell with.
I would have gone through just, she could, like, throughout time, she gets tortured by everyone she loved as well as the gods she worshipped.
Yeah.
That's just her normal life, I feel, honestly.
Yeah, actually.
I was going to say.
Hers is a little difficult because she goes to literal hell
on a frequent basis.
Yeah. And they'll be like, here's your hell, it's your mother dying again, you know? Yeah.
Her hell is being told and having to experience the fact that her gods and her hell and heaven do not actually exist.
We did that in a movie.
And so she lives
in limbo. And she was sad for
limbo.
2 minutes until the CGI fight started.
And there's, wait, plot twist. There's no CGI fight.
Remember that? She got like really sad for like 2 minutes and then
spun around and they went, Wonder Woman.
No, it was the guy from Dumbledore's like sidekick in the Harry Potter movie showed up and turned into the Ares God of War kind of guy, but he was still like really cheesy.
Who the hell is Dumbledore's sidekick? I have no idea what he's talking about. The guy from Harry Potter. Dumbledore's sidekick.
He's in Harry Potter.
So Dumbledore's sidekick shows up in the Wonder Woman movie.
I have no idea who it could be.
I have no idea who
it's
talking
about. Who is he? Okay, new podcast topic.
Yeah, just let Ben explain shit to us and we have to figure out what he's talking about.
It's the guy that could turn into a werewolf, wasn't it?
Professor Lupin?
Yeah, I think it was him.
How is that his sidekick?
Yeah, he worked with him.
Isn't he only in one movie?
I don't know.
And then I think he died, and he got resurrected in Wonder
Woman.
So Dumbledore, he's the God of War.
So Dumbledore shows up to explain to Wonder Woman that she's a wizard.
What is this podcast?
Then she goes to Hogwarts. I think this is my heaven.
Did she take the role of Hermione?
No, she didn't find out that everybody was not real. She just found out that that one guy wasn't real.
No, no, she thought that she was told that the gods and the Ares and all that didn't matter and mankind sucked. And then it turned out that Ares did do it all and it was a CGI guy and it was Professor Lupin.
I still prefer mine of she has to live in limbo where nothing she believed in actually existed.
Sure.
Because that, I mean, when
the
it
two
comes
minutes
down,
of the movie.
When it comes down to it, Wonder Woman's entire thing is like the gods, heaven, hell, everything associated with that mythology. So having to die and then live in this world where none of that was real, I feel like that would be kind of hell.
Yeah. I mean, you both looked at me.
We're looking for your answer.
I honestly don't have a good one for Wonder Woman.
She's written by Tom King.
There you go. That's everybody's hell. No, that's my hell. All my favorite characters are written by Tom King.
Oh, God.
That's my hell. Like, I'm going to the comic book store. Ah, this one's written by Tom King. Oh, this one's written by Tom King. This one's written by Tom King, too.
Then you see Sheriff of Babylon. Oh, yeah, I did like one story.
Oh, well, no, I like this one. No, oh, but it's not even his best work.
But then you look at the title, like, Deputy?
Deputy of Babylon.
All right, I think that's a good place to leave off, because we're going to do Flash next week or the week after to tie it in with the show release.
I wanted to kill the show Flash.
Wow.
Who doesn't at this point? Did you see his last season?
Wait, wait, ready? It's Flash.
Yeah.
It's season
four.
It's season five. Season five, right?
I don't know. Four is the thinker. Five is...
Season four and five.
Everything past season three.
Everything past season
and
one.
And we'll also kill off Supergirl. Everything after season zero. But she had a good one in the middle, I think. You know, when Superman showed up.
So thank you guys for watching this episode.
What is it brought to us by, Dan?
It is brought to us by us. A patreon.com/comicstorian, designed by humans.com/eligiblemonster, twitch.tv/comicstorian, twitch.tv/eligiblemonster, twitter.com/comicstorian, instagram.com/comicstorian, twitter.com/eligiblemonster.
Dan, have you ever considered that maybe we do too much?
No.
What if we just don't do enough?
That's our hell.
And we will see.